It's a good thing we call this podcast Almost Daily, because we're really working that almost right now.
I'm back, you guys.
You're back. Hey. Where did you go? I don't know, but you're back.
I'm back.
I mean, you're mostly back. You're still mostly black, but you're back as well.
I'm black. I'm here. Just deal with it. Anyway.
Just deal with it. There you go.
So, missed you guys. Totally missed you. Guess what I saw this Monday?
Yeah. What did you see this Monday?
Fast X.
Did you see it in theaters?
No, of course not. But yeah, it was in digital.
Yeah, because it came out like a month later, so you're fine.
Digital,
yeah, go ahead.
In digital, of all places. And the fans are right. All the people who wanted to see that movie and said that this movie was very blah, but the Jason Momoa was the best part of this movie, they're absolutely right. Jason Momoa was totally the best part of that movie. He was so freaking hilarious. You needed to give all the other villains before were very, like, not all the other villains, but a lot of the villains before are very, like, boring. They're just stereotypical, I'm a bad guy.
They're very serious. They've got very serious things to be bad guys about.
Yeah, but this is not a very serious movie. It hadn't been a serious movie since, like, 4. So, like, we're like, we need something to shake it up. And Jason Momoa was basically the Joker for Dom's Batman. And I loved every minute of it. He was great. He had a lot of energy. He had a lot of zaniness. Uh-huh. There's lines I'm going to repeat in the future. It's just... it was good.
So how long was this movie? Because I'm going to watch it eventually, but I haven't gotten to sit down.
I think it's like 2 hours and like 12 minutes.
2 hours and 12 minutes. Can you tell me that you can see this now stretching for two more movies along the same storyline? Because I'm assuming it was left on some sort of cliffhanger to be continued, because it's going to be a three-part finale.
I think... what this is going to be like Endgame and Infinity War and Endgame. And then like in the middle is going to be like how they did Ant-Man and Captain Marvel, because the Hobbs movie with The Rock, that's going to be his own movie. I think it's probably him like doing something to help resolve what happened in the end of this movie.
I never heard. So you think this movie is now going to pop up somewhere in between these next two Fast and Furious movies? Because they didn't say like Hobbs movie is technically Fast X Part 2. They just announced we're going to do a Hobbs movie.
Yeah, they announced we're doing a Hobbs movie around the same time Vin Diesel said these is going to be three movies. I think when he said this is going to be three movies, I think he meant that it's going to be the two Fast and Furious movies like there was, because I don't think they're just going to all of a sudden decide to cut that into like three movies. But there's going to be the two movies that it was, plus the Rock's movie. And they put in a scene at the end where basically it's Hobbs shows up and what's his name? Dante looks at Hobbs. Basically, Dante and Hobbs have an interaction and he's like, oh, I didn't forget you. And you're the one who actually killed my father, because you remember he shot him. And you're just like, your suffering will be most of all. And so like.
So Vin Diesel seemingly confirms that Fast Furious franchise ending could not be as close as fans thought. Fast X, Vin Diesel just confirmed that Fast X is not part one of a two-part finale. It's a three-part finale.
And then all of a sudden...
Hobbs and Shaw, and the fact that the 2019 the cinematic universe didn't work, had an animated series, had spin-off ideas, yada, yada, yada. Okay. I don't know. They said Fast and the Furious 11 is coming in 2025.
Yeah.
So...
but notice they didn't say anything
2 years to make... yeah. And to say if they're gonna, it feels like you can't make a Hobbs movie at the end of this, because like, do I give a shit about Hobbs if you finished with the Fast franchise and the characters in 2025 with Fast 11? And my answer feels like, no, I don't give a shit about Hobbs. Like, if you're gonna jump back and be like, oh, well, this is some stuff he was doing in the background. No, I don't care. Like, so it'd have to come before.
Yeah.
And one would presume they have the script for this already written. So it's just a matter of shooting this now.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I feel like I took it as it was going to be a spin-off movie for his character, and he would be in the universe, and maybe somebody would guest star, but...
okay, so maybe it's like that, so it's afterwards, and it's just a spin-off movie, but I don't think it's actually going to be a trilogy. I think it's going to be a two-parter. Because to go with your point, yes, there wasn't enough here that I think there should be three movies, so...
well, after it did so well at the box office, it might very well be a two-parter now. And by did so well at the box office, I mean, like, it made a lot of money. But domestically, no one cared.
Yeah.
Like, domestically in the U.S., it felt like no one cared, because it came out a month later on digital. distribution, like 1 month later. It is still in theaters. I could go see it today in theaters at 2 o'clock near my house, and there would be no point in me doing that because it is on digital. I can see it right now in my house in 3 minutes in my underwear. Why would I go to the theater? No. Yeah. So Fast X, a roaring whimper on its way out about family.
About family. Family.
Yeah. Something that will not be probably a roaring whimper because these guys don't miss. Apple had a big press conference 2 weeks ago or so at this point, because we haven't, you know, been almost daily for a couple of days. But yeah, they announced their Apple Vision Pro, which is their new VR AR headset. That's going to be coming sometime next year at an undetermined date. And it's going to cost a very determined number, $3,499. So many people were like, well, they're crazy. Who's going to buy that? Who's going to do that? And all those people were probably Android people and PC people who go, Apple is overpriced and everything they do costs too much money and I can get the same amount for less. Okay, it's not true. And yeah, Apple users typically have money, so they're going to buy stuff. Stuff that the rest of you all apparently can't afford. And it's going to probably do very well because from all impressions for everybody who's used it, it's the future. In terms of any VR, AR headset that you've ever played with, there is none better than this at this moment.
I am excited for the eye capture, the eye clicking thing. Basically, the way that they you can toggle through apps and stuff and like click things with your just, it's focusing on your eye. I think that sounds so cool. Yeah. I've always wanted something like that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it like is always focused on your eye, so it knows exactly what you're looking at. So if you're looking at an icon, it knows you're looking at the icon, it will highlight that icon, and then because it has so many cameras on the outside of the thing, you can basically have your fingers anywhere in your peripheral vision, and it will see you click your fingers together like so, and it will click the icon for you. So your fingers can be sitting in your lap, and it will see it, because there are cameras running the underside of it to see your lap and around.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it will do the job. So I don't know. All the reviewers seem to say it's amazing. Plenty of people go, well, I don't know how it's going to look. Or plenty of people are like, I don't know about the eyeball thingy on the front where you can see your eyes.
For first camera.
Well, it's just, you know, the fact that it's like, you know, if someone walks into the room and is talking to you, it will show your eyes to that person. So as to say, like, I am aware that you are here. And the camera is also showing me that you are here, even though I am in this virtual environment. So, you know, I can see you and you can see me seeing you with my eyes as it displays it. So it's like,
yeah, but if you're not doing something, it'll show like a kind of a their way.
It kind of just shows like a kind of a wavy kind of nebulous kind of thing on the front. Like I probably won't find a way to afford this, but I will find my way to an Apple store to test it. For sure, when it comes out, because why the hell would I not? I mean, honestly, the biggest concerns I've heard about it so far is like, nobody will want this. Why would I want to watch movies alone in a headset by myself? And it's like, because I could watch movies alone in a headset by myself, turned up as loud as I want in front of a 100-foot looking screen virtually. Like, yeah, no, that sounds perfect to me, actually.
I think
I have a family. I like to watch them too with them, but not all the time.
I think that this first wave is just going to be for like people who, one, have the extra money to burn, and two, for like the hardcore gamers, because once the games come out for this thing, it's going to be like the thing. And three, for like I guess development type people who are just trying to figure out the best.
This is enthusiasts, this is developers. Yeah, this is the hardest of hardcore. This first gen one is made for.
Yeah,
like, you know, the rumors were stated that they didn't want to release this, or like developers in the company didn't want to release this. They wanted to wait until they could make the technology smaller, make it more glasses like, etc. You know, I can see that point, but you have to release something at some point to make sure it works, to figure out what the hell your product actually is. Mm-hmm. Apple's been working on this for like 10 years. You know, they have to release this, so they're going to release it now. That's why you already see Mark Zuckerberg kind of on the offensive, like, oh, I don't think anyone wants to use this, or it's, I don't see the audience for this. He sees the audience. Oh, yeah, he knows what they think. He freaking rushed out the next Meta Quest like a couple days before in a press release and a video just because he wanted to beat the traffic on this. It's like, hey, it's coming in September. Look, hey, it's only $500. Yeah, I know it sounds expensive, but wait a week, because it's not going to be expensive in a week. It's like, all right, cool. We got it. You're worried. Okay, let's not pretend you're not. You're worried. We get it. But Yeah, we're gonna see. We're gonna see. I mean, it's all up for grabs, but if any company's gonna make it work, it's gonna be Apple. Mm-hmm. So
ain't that the truth?
You know, when the masses get their hands on it, and in a year's time when they actually have a working model, because quite frankly, I'm sure it was bootstrapped together like the original iPhone. I mean, the story with the original iPhone is like Steve Jobs demoed it. And Steve Jobs had maybe like 3 to 4 icons on a podium in front of him while he was demoing on the phones. But every iPhone was set up in such a way that it was like, you have a fine golden line to follow with these phones. Like, do everything in this order. Because if you don't do it in this order, this phone might freak out and die. Wow. Because the phone, while it could do all these things, it could not do all these things predictably well and perfectly. So they had to know, like, this is the order. When you pick up this phone and you're going to show off this thing, you have to do it in this. Because if anything else is running, it could fuck up the phone. Like, the whole thing could freak out because it's not ready yet. We shouldn't be showing this right now. It's not ready yet. But if we do it in this order, everything will work fine. As long as we don't deviate. Yeah, by the time the phone came out, it worked perfectly. Yeah. But on stage, if you're going to do a live demo, do it in this order. Don't screw around. Yeah, basically there's a story that like all the developers who were in the crowd watching, who knew like this order and everything that had to be done, were just drinking heavily in the crowd, taking shots. Every time it went through fine, it was just more. Give me. It was like they were belligerently drunk by the end because it was just like, oh my God, it freaking worked. We didn't die. Yeah. Which is fair. Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Apple Vision Pro next year. That should be interesting. We'll see. And well, I guess last but not least, Disney has delayed everything under the sun, like including the sun this week, I guess, in New York, or last week, because there was no sun. It was very smoky.
It was the smog of death.
Yes, yes. I don't know how people in California deal with it. I would have left California years ago. Like, if this is what you guys go through every year, and it's like, oh, there's forest fires in California, there's wildfire brushes, but it's no big deal. We live here, and it's, you know, coastal, and we have this nice yard and everything, and it's beautiful. No, fuck that. We had, like, 3 days.
Fires, mudslides, and earthquakes. Earthquakes.
There you go. That, too. You're right. And earthquakes. All those things. We had 3 days of, like smoky weather, yes. And it was just like everything is orange.
Yeah, I'm over it.
And everything's burning. Yeah, and then and this is the people in New York. I don't fucking understand you all. Like, you are just like hanging out in Manhattan, walking around, no masks anymore. It's like, we already did the mask thing once, so now you know it's perfectly like fine to wear them outdoors. You're not gonna be looking weird. And it's just like, hey, everything smells like smoke. I'm gonna just go out there and get myself a big whiff of it. Yeah. No. No.
I don't understand people.
No.
I don't understand people.
I stayed inside. Yeah. I went outside to pick up my kid, and that was about it. And even then, I was like, I'm only out 5 minutes. And I was like, I probably should wear a mask. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was far away from Canada. But yes, Disney delays everything.
Yes.
Writer strike. Go ahead.
No, yeah. So like basically they're delaying every single movie that you think that's coming out under the Disney banner. And I'm only talking about everything. Yeah. It's been delayed. So Thunderbolts has been delayed. Fantastic Four, Avengers Kang Dynasty has been pushed back the entire year. What you call it? The other Avengers movie is another jumping back a year too. And then not just the Marvel slate of stuff. They got the Star Wars movies are being pushed back a bunch of years. Like
Moana is being pushed back.
Like who?
Live action Moana. No one
wanted that. But anyway, the Avatar movies are pushed back.
The Rock wanted it, but
yeah. The Avatar movie is being pushed back. Who gives a crap with the Rock ones? Obviously. One of them is coming back all the way to like 2031, which is, I mean, 2031, which, Jesus. I mean,
wait. You're right. Shit. You're right. Avatar 5, December 19th, 2031. Avatar 3, December 19th, 2025. Avatar 4, December 21st, 2029. Like, James Cameron, are you going to be alive in 2031? I'm just throwing out there. Wow. I don't know. Like, I don't know how old you are, but like, yeah, 22 movies, 22 years to make movies. Like, I don't. Yeah. It's five of them. But yeah, Deadpool 3, 2024. Untitled Star Wars 2024 is wait no, I'm 2026. Yeah, Moana 2025. Like you said, Captain America 2024, Blade 2025 again. All these things. Yeah. All of them delayed. Apparently, a new Aliens movie 2024.
Yeah, I think they were going to make an Aliens movie similar to the Predator movie they just got because they have the rights to that too. They have the rights to all these things. It's so wild. Like that whole 20th Century Fox, I mean the Fox merger thing is just so many things.
Is 20th Century Fox a part of Fox, or was it totally separate?
That's what I think it was totally separate. I think it's totally separate because I was about to make the whole Batman.
Because I was going to say, did they have Batman?
Do they have the rights to make a Batman television show? Because fuck.
Yeah, okay, this is just a real quick aside. Yeah. I don't know. Apparently a comic book artist named Jamal Eagle. I forgot his last name now. I follow him. He's pretty good. He's funny. But yeah, he was commenting yesterday that, yeah, reason why you have all these Batman TV shows on TV that never have Batman on them, even though it's on WB or other places, is because they can't do it. Apparently 20th Century Fox owned the rights to Batman, I guess, from back in the day when they made Adam West Batman, which I'm assuming they made Adam West Batman because that's the only reason I would see they had the rights to it. And they got the rights apparently in perpetuity. So it means they have the rights forever. So I guess if no one works with them to make a Batman TV show, you can't put Batman in your TV show.
Well, specifically Batman, like
it's kind of hilarious.
Batman in the costume, like going around doing stuff. So like you can have Bruce Wayne, but you can't have Batman, which is why Gotham had, I guess, Batman, like him in the suit, like literally at the end, just being in the suit, but not really doing anything, I think, like the very last scene.
Yeah, and I guess, well, that would also probably apply to Teen Titans, because technically they had Batman, Bruce Wayne in that too, but they didn't do Batman, even though they did everything other than Batman, like Robin. Yeah. Although I do see this right now, there was a 2017 article that says Disney could own part of Batman if deal with 20th Century Fox goes through. So this is actually something that's been known, just apparently missed most of our fans' heads. But yeah, it seems to be 20th Century Fox might have been a part of Fox. At least that was believed.
So Disney collaborate.
Disney could potentially own part of.
And do just like Sony.
Well, here's what you do.
And then you make a Batman
title. Yeah, here's what you do. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, what you do is you have no, you know, they have no Batman or WB DC the TV universe anymore, pretty much by the end of the Superman stuff. So you have Disney Plus, and you just have Warner Brothers goes to Disney Plus and be like, look, we want to make a Batman show. We'll put it on Disney Plus, and then you put it on Disney Plus. And
you put it on Disney Plus and HBO Max. Put it on Max.
Yeah, it'll never work, actually. It's two big conglomerates. They're never going to work together on anything. This is why we don't have DC versus Marvel comic books anymore, because it's just not going to work.
We had Sony.
They can't do it.
We had
Sony. Sony's not a big company. Stop pretending.
It's a big-ish company.
Everybody likes to pretend Sony's a big company. You know what Sony has that nobody else has? Yeah, they have Bloodshot because they're such a big company.
Ouch. Shots of Bloodshot. Yeah. But I think
Sony wishes they had some superhero movies besides Spider-Man, and that's why they're going to milk Spider-Man like the cow with the last bit of milk in the world. They have nothing else.
James Gunn is now the big head in DC. DC,
yes.
And he's pushing his DCU. He used to work at
Well, he's got a movies now. He's not going to worry about TV.
He's also working about TV. There's TV shows that are happening, animated and ready to live.
He's not going to worry about Batman TV. Well, there you go. Here's what we'll find out. If Batman shows up in the Penguin TV show, then it's no problem. If he doesn't show up in the Penguin TV show, then it's still a problem.
Batman shows up in the television show. Batman shows up in the TV show. They say it. Batman shows up in. This is going to show up in the Penguin.
We'll wait to see that happen. I don't believe it.
I'm watching the Penguin, so it's fine. This looks really good.
These are the people who've brought us the Flash in 2 days. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Well, I think we failed. You wanted to do 10 minutes. We've done 18.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Guess we will see you all hopefully tomorrow, because again, almost daily, and that almost really doing some heavy lifting.
Yeah.